and gentlemen, this is Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday, 7/12/2019. It's a live show. Now, I will say this to you. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I was talking to a friend of mine today, and he was telling me that he never quite understood that until listening to a crazy old man on the radio. And I couldn't figure out who he was talking about being old, but then I guess he meant me. But here's the interesting thing about it. He said, you know, Hawk, every morning when I go out, and he said, you know, I lost my business and a lot of things a couple of years ago, and I've stayed true to Lord Jesus, and he has sustained me through all of it. It's been pretty tough. But he said, every morning I go out, I get in the truck, and I have a prayer session with the Lord Jesus before I start my day. And that morning, he said, I prayed that my wife would be safe in her travels on the roadway as she went to work or wherever, and that I would be safe in mine. And he said, you know, Hawk, he says, it's just amazing. Because he said, I was driving down the road where two expressways meet, you know, kind of in a Y or whatever, they come together. And all of a sudden, he said, somebody must have been texting or something. Because back behind the car behind me, that woman ran dead into the car behind me. That car kissed my rear bumper just a little bit, but then it went out into the other lane and totally demolished that car in the other lane. And then that car went up ahead and hit another car, and it totally was demolished, which demolished the one in front of me. And he said, all of the cars around me were totally destroyed and totaled, and people were in trouble and possibly hurt and all this kind of thing. And he said, you know what, Hawk? He said, I got one little light touch on the back bumper, and that was it. And he said, it was like the Lord Jesus had me in a complete bubble. And I said, that's the power of the blood of Jesus, my brother. And I'm going to tell you what, as we look at this, as things get really bad, as the world could get bad, and as we're facing this quote unquote act of God, it's not God doing it, but quote unquote act of God type warfare. In other words, tectonic or earthquake warfare, volcano warfare, same kind of way where you could start a volcano and make it pop and spew the smoke, the magma, the whole bit. The other types of things like the weather warfare itself. And, you know, last night we talked about on air, I talked to you about the mimic, you know. Did I not? I talked to you about mimic holding some of the keys to seeing what was going on. And, you know, while I'm doing that right now, maybe I ought to look it up myself at this moment. Maybe I ought to just go on down and see what I can find here. Of course, they want to knock me off the air, apparently, but I'm still on, I believe. So, anyway, wasn't that interesting? Very interesting. Anyway, I'm trying to trying to access the computer so I can look at something. Well, be that as it may, they're not wanting me to let me do that at this moment, so we'll just see what we're doing. Okay, yeah, here's where I want to go. I want to go down to see if I can find the mimic. It's like they're preventing me from doing it at the moment. Weird stuff. Anyway, let's see where we're at. See where we're at here. Yeah, and this is interesting. They're flashing my computer. People, you want to know what makes you mad? and what is so stupid, okay, is the link that they go to try to disrupt you and make you sound silly. When they start flashing, my entire email, my computer screen starts flashing at you. It's just incredible. It also tells you how much control that they already have over items. And let's see what we've got here on North America. Now, that's most interesting because that is not showing up here with much. But last night, as you recall, we were talking about the energy constructs, which can be seen. And you remember I was telling you about the ones that were hitting, like in Alaska, and that another one was hitting down by the Juan de Fuca Straits. That's right off of Vancouver and off of Seattle in that area. And then I was also telling you about how there was down by coming from the northeast, from Nova Scotia, was a going through the earth, energy traveling through the earth, apparently, because the thing stopped at a certain point. But as I traced the energy construct like target, the target was going to be about where Ridgecrest China Lake was at. And then I also told you there was others that were down by the Baja, if you remember and heard the show. Well, anyway, I also told you about others that were coming from the east into Florida area, and also others coming underneath and then through Cuba, and that they were driving and intensifying the storm into the New Orleans area and that kind of area. It's also been raining at Tampa, but not farther down, say, too much by in southern Florida, south of Alligator Alley. But Tampa area has been getting inundated with rain, but I was told that it's weird. It's not like a front that's moving through. It's like all of a sudden it appears out of a portal or out of a tunnel or something. Well, that is that tunneling laser thing that is then creating vacuums. I also, in areas down there near, I call it Dilly Bird, you know, the Air Force base, where all of the Southern Command, the Central Command, and all the different things are at. At Dilly Bird, just like I call it Pity Pat up at Right Pat. But apparently a lot of people are starting to feel an electronic sort of interference or some kind of effect on their lives as well down there. I don't know if there is something that's surrounding the base that is going out to try to protect the base from certain things, or if it is simply the pathway that is something has been coming through, like these tunneling lasers or these things that are electromagnetic energy used to design to create a tunnel or a tube that then is a vacuum which pulls moisture and stuff through to cause the rain, which is right now heading straight towards Louisiana-Mississippi area. They expect Barry, Tropical Storm Barry, to become sort of a maybe a Category 1, but that's not the deal. They've also changed the mathematics or the arithmetic. They're saying, oh, now we're not so worried, quite so worried about the levees being topped. Most of the levees are about 20 feet. They do have some in certain areas that are 24. I heard on TV, on Fox this afternoon, a guy reporting, oh, well, that's where the levee's 25 feet. I don't necessarily think there's a 25-foot levee where he's reporting. Most of the areas where they're reporting earlier, they talked about those levees being 20 feet tall, and that the river was about 16 to 17 feet in these areas already from the snow melt and the heavy rains from the north going down the Mississippi. And that's all of that in the Ohio as well going down. And the Illinois River and all of that going in there, and the Missouri going into the Mississippi as well. And we've been talking about how the snowmelt is just now really sort of starting up in the mountains, the Rockies, the Wasatch, different places like that. So as we are moving into this whole thing, which is a weather warfare, which is a tectonic or earthquake warfare. And oh, incidentally, my good friends B&E, you know, from B up there from Bellevue, they got woken up in the middle of the night, you know, and I was watching this stuff on the Mimic last night, and they were still doing it. Now, tonight, I see activity a little bit, but not like it was on the scale here, because they've already done their duty, you see. They've already done their stuff. Let's see if another domain. And incidentally, you can see this at tropic.ssec.wisc.edu. tropic.ssec.wisc. That's like in Wisconsin. .edu. And it's real time. Mimic TPW2M. But you should be able to find it if you type in University of Wisconsin, Mimic, Tropical Moisture, whatever you're going to do. And then you can go through your little thing here. It's a screen, and your color scale is the NRL color, the layer. You can take the TPW layer or the 850 SFC layer. And then the domains are global 180 to 180, con US, North Atlantic, East Pacific, Alaska, Mid Pacific, North America. That's the one I like to look at, but I also like to look at North Atlantic because they do a lot of things coming out of that area, and they're trying to preclude moisture from going into Europe in a lot of places, and send it back, turn it back, try to turn it back on the United States. Okay, so right now they're less going on, unless they're, it's more sublimated here, which I'll take a look at after a while. So anyway, as we go out in this world and we're confronted with this acts of God type plausible deniability type warfare. Now, you don't think it's warfare. People say, well, where's the bombers coming in and bombing, you know? Well, let me ask you a question. If you were able to gen up for the second time in about, you know, 20 years, a major storm to hit Louisiana and to hit New Orleans, and let's say that you can flood New Orleans again and overtop the levees, because this new arithmetic is, well, we're not so worried about it, but yet they're calling for a storm surge of 3 to 6 feet. Well, if they only got 3 feet, and then incidentally they're calling for 25 inches of rain, so you're going to have the rain plus the storm surge. 25 inches is 2 feet. If you then had storm surge of 3 feet, then that would be, what, 5 feet? If you had 6 feet plus 25 inches, you'd have 2, and 6, you'd have 8 feet. Well, if you had 8 feet on top of 16 or 17, then you'd be what? 24, 25 feet, which would overtop the levees. If you overtop the levees, that means the lower ninth ward, the ninth ward floods, and then also it means a large portion of the streets of New Orleans are going to flood. The other day they had flooding in the business district. I could look down there, I could see it, and I remembered that from years and years ago, you know, like Camp Street and those kind of areas where you get over in there and you go on down, you see all the old buildings. I can remember seeing, because I knew about the significance of the United Fruit Company. And the United Fruit Company and all of the investors that owned it, and how it was a CIA tool, and how that was used where? That was used in the banana republics, right? Central and South America to do coup d'etats and all that, and then how the different people in the CIA at the time of Kennedy were involved with United Fruit and all of that stuff. And I can remember seeing that old building there. And I've thought about that many, many a times. Now they are making my computer screen flash like a strobe light. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, it's just all a bunch of hooey here, you see. They don't want you to look or to know, or they don't want me to be able to broadcast. And it sounds stupid, but in this climate, it is Lord Jesus, the power in the blood of Jesus, that is going to carry you on through, you see. That is going to be the key. It's the power in the blood of Jesus. And if you're not right with Lord Jesus, then there's some question where you're going to be able to even make it through at all. Or if you do, will you be under demonic influence? Because, you see, when the fallen angels lost their first estate, then they had to then be able to travel and stuff to use technology. Use technologies, and then that is what is coming against us with the 5G and all of the different items, is it not? Is it not that what's coming against us? Are they not using the earthquake weapons? Are they not using the biological items and things like that? Are they not using the changing of species and what have you, that kind of manner? So I'm telling you, it's going to get so bad, and Lord Jesus tells us, does he not? Does Jesus not tell us, you know? Matthew 24, Luke 21. For then shall be great tribulation. Verse 21, Matthew 24. Such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, known or ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. All right? And then I always like to go to Luke 21 because there's a little bit of a difference. But I believe that what it tells you is the full measure what's going to happen. And in Luke 21, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, you see. He then goes on down the line and he says, verse 16, Luke 21, and ye shall be betrayed. Burn this one in. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But, verse 18 is so cool, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. So, the people are going to betray you, parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and then some of you are going to shall they cause to be put to death. But then Jesus says, but there shall not a hair on your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Now, if you have given your soul to the devil, or if you just decide to be wishy-washy and lukewarm and have nothing going for you, you know, just walk between the raindrops, whistle past the graveyard, ba 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 ba, then you're going to be in a situation to where you will not necessarily be in your patience possessing your souls. And that is what Lucifer is counting upon, you see. They're going to create so much chaos, so much war, so much famine, and all the stuff, utilizing all of this technology against you. And, oh, you don't think of things are coming. Well, today in Istanbul, the first parts of the Russian S-400 missile system were delivered to Turkey. Now, people say, well, that's S-400. Well, what's that mean? The S-400 is a highly effective. Highly effective. Missile system, which is designed to go surface to air, surface to surface, surface to ship, you see. And it can look at out for an area of about 400 miles, okay? It can control and look at each target and track them. I put in there, I think Brother Quayle posted a story on it, and I had had a comment on the one on the story I'd sent him, where it's about 400 miles and can track over 1,000 targets. I think it's maybe almost up to 10 times that amount. But what it does, it prioritizes targets, it tells you the type of targets they are, etc. If something gets within a certain range, you can also pre-select all of that to where it will automatically whoosh, fire, and fire on that target. And then keep going. And there are multiple missiles in the launchers. If you then have multiple launch vehicles arrayed in a whole series of different areas, then you're commanding 400 miles out from that. If you're sitting on the Mediterranean, that goes out a long way. You see what I'm saying? This is Togarma going into alliance with Gog and Magog, Russia, along with Persia. And basically, we have, allegedly, Turkey is a NATO country. North American Treaty Alliance. North Atlantic Treaty Alliance, right? Supposedly a NATO country. Germany supposedly a NATO country now. But Germany won't put boots in the ground in Syria. And then they're having drills with the Red Chinese military medical corps, you see, under quote-unquote UN auspices. They always will come under UN auspices, you know. They'll always come under the UN auspice. But this first part's now the S-400. Now, supposedly the United States, we're going to deny them the F-35s. The high-tech stealth fighter bombers, you see, that already the Russians seem to be able to target. Them and the Chinese would also have it as well, and the Iranians, because the Iranians and the Russians came up with some of the new ability to use electromagnetic stuff to target and to take out and to knock our planes out of the sky, or to turn off the USS Donald Cole or to turn up all the different ships or to hack them and make them go in a different direction and then hit them, you know, all these Arleigh Burke class destroyers with the Aegis systems of targeting and all the fancy defensive array and having all that go boop, turned up at with a flip of a switch. Now, the pumps are not keeping up in New Orleans, apparently, before the storm hits. That's, of course, already, but the storm is already hitting. They're not keeping up because there's so much water in the thing, but the pumps aren't keeping up because they're already getting rain, and they've already had rain the other day. But thanks for sending me that, my brother in the Wasatch, Crazy Horse. So you're going to have to be right with Lord Jesus. And it won't be just California or the Cascade region, Washington State. And incidentally, in the discussions of the Washington State quake, they said it was common, this type of a common quake in this area. Well, it isn't. They also said it had no relationship to California, because they had another quake at Ridgecrest. Now, where did I tell you last night this stuff was going to hit? I said it was going to China Lake, and they were loading up Alaska and into the Cascadia, didn't I? And that's where they popped it. That is act of God type warfare. And if they overtop these levees in New Orleans, if they overtop them, then you say, well, Hawk, they didn't drop no bombs on the city. But if it costs you another $20 billion or whatever, or like Houston and all of the areas in Texas and Louisiana, then, a year or two ago, and then we had also all the Carolinas, Florida, and all of those floods, and God bless those people because they're just now getting. Some of them are just now getting halfway back into their homes. Some have had to leave their homes and tear them down. A good friend, Mina, who was the tough grandma who fought with the methamphetamine head and tried to jump in her car through the window and grab her purse and steal it. When she called on Lord Jesus, oh no, Lord Jesus, help me now. Against this guy, and she was hanging onto her purse, fighting him tooth and nail for it. And then, lo and behold, she called on Lord Jesus. And out of the clear blue comes a guy who is like a prison guard, or been a prison guard for 20 years or 15 years. And he grabbed that meth head out and body slammed him down. That man was a Caucasian or white man. Then a black man came over and a Hispanic man came over, and they all fought with this crazed meth head. It was fighting like cats and dogs, you know, with the wild drug strength, you know. And they bopped him and pretty good and sat on him till the police came. But she called upon Lord Jesus to help her, and Lord Jesus helped her. That's what I'm trying to get you to do. You're going to have to get this assistance from the Lord. You're going to have to ask for it, and then he'll going to direct you. Because we've got this thing going. I don't know if you saw the story from Brother Dave Hodges. Leaked document shows Chinese intent to commit mass American genocide followed by an occupation of the United States. The reason that the United States remains today is that it has never seen war on its mainland. Once its enemies aim at the mainland, the enemies would have already reached Washington before its Congress finishes debating and authorized the president to declare war. But for us, we don't waste time on these trivial things. That's from a leaked address to the CCP by the Chinese Defense Minister. Chinese Communist Party by Chinese Defense Minister Wei Feng. They basically want to take it over because they need room, and they also need food. If you increase the diet, which they've been doing, of American or of the Chinese workers, you see, they've been able to improve their diets and include eggs and different proteins and what have you, you see. And all of that. And then, well, it's sure messing with my computer, man. The thing is, they're going to need all of the output as their population grows just to feed them. So then they're talking about it says we must prepare ourselves as the Chinese. We must prepare ourselves for two scenarios. If our biological weapons succeed in the surprise attack on the United States, the Chinese people will be able to keep their losses at a minimum in the fight against the United States. If, however, the attack fails and triggers a nuclear retaliation from the United States, China would perhaps suffer a catastrophe in which more than half the population would perish. That is why we need to be ready with an air defense system for our big and medium-sized cities. So they've obviously put these shields up. Biological and genetic weapons will be the weapons of their choice. You know, you can do biological weapons. Now, they want to kill everybody here. Well, maybe we should just launch on them right now. Maybe we should use active God warfare on them right now. Maybe their mountain should quake and shiver, and their Three Gorges Dam might just find itself no longer flowing water at a good pace. But let's say that the default that's in the dam might be able to be exploited, you see. Perhaps just the right pulsation against the Three Gorges Dam of Red China would ensure that that might keep them busy, you see. But their defense minister, Wei Feng, wants to kill all of you, and they want to take the land, the farmland, and, oh, you know, they could be glad to let you keep, if you're blonde or a redhead or brunette, and you're real pretty, and you're, say, 16 to 30, you know, oh, they'll be glad to let you stay alive because all those Chinese boys want to marry you. They want to get you as a wife. Or as a concubine, you see. They're on our Facebook, and you put your pretty picture up there and your Instagram. You don't think that they might be filing that away, or they might know where their military unit is going to be going or directed to go when they come to occupy? And with regards to this program in regards to this Red Chinese to use biological weapons. You know, it's been a number of years ago. I told you the story about a good friend of this show was on a vacation with his spouse, and they went down and they were in Berea, Kentucky. Remember this, people? Berea, Kentucky, which is a real nice, pretty area in the forest and the mountains and all of that. And Berea, they pulled into whatever Holiday Inn or whatever it was, you know, a big motel. And the old Cold War warrior, he's sitting there and he's taking a look over there. And he sees these Red Chinese officers had been eating in a restaurant, because he sees them come out of the restaurant of the motel. And they go over to this big van, which didn't have any windows. They open the back door, and then all of a sudden they're taking sack lunches into all of these regular Chinese enlisted people, you see. Now, those guys were all in khaki pants and, you know, and that kind of thing, and khaki outfit, and then just a plain shirt. The officers had, like, Surfer Joe from California shirts, and they were really cool and, you know, being Americans, you know. They thought they were Californians in Kentucky looking for Daniel Boone, you know, in the Cumberland Gap. Well, the fact is, when my guy started studying them real hard, and he started to go up to his room, he and the wife were going up to their room on the second floor or third floor, wherever it was. When they get up there in the elevator, this one guy, this hard-eyed looking red Chinese guy in plain clothes, but obviously military, is already waiting up there at the hallway near where his room is at. So he has figured out where they're going. Maybe even had somebody check at the hotel desk to see where they were, room they were going to. And he's waiting for my guy, who was trained and have no fear, and actually fear was removed from his mind and body by what the military did with chemicals and things in those days, and with training and what have you, coming through the Edgewood Arsenal program, where they dosed you with certain items back then, and then all of a sudden you had no fear, you see, of anything. And consequently, he turns to look at the old red Chinese guy who's moving on him. The guy stops, and then all of a sudden he turns around and he goes back the other way and leaves, because he did not want any part of the old salt who was waiting for him. The old salt would have thrown that guy over the balcony, you know what I'm saying, over the rail line, regardless of whether he was a 25-year-old tough Chinese commando or whatever. It wouldn't have made no difference, because the Navy in those days used to learn to fight just like everybody else, you know. It didn't make any difference if you're on a boat. You were trained in hand-to-hand and trained with rifle and pistol and knife, you know. So he was ready to drop this Chinese guy over the balcony. But the funny thing is, you remember I told you, this has been easily 10 years ago I did this, when I first reported this. But there was a large contingent. It would have been probably 10 or 12red Chinese in this van. And they have their little sack lunch, their little burger or whatever, fries. And the officers are chuckalucking up there in the, you know, getting them a drink and stuff in the restaurant probably. But they stayed overnight in that Berea, Kentucky hotel. And then the fact of the matter is that when the friend of the show and his wife left, by the time they got to their home, they started feeling sick. They live in Ohio. And they were sick with an upper respiratory infection. Biological weapon, you see. Red Chinese. Already, I submitted to you back then, testing biological type weapons or the release of weapons in the United States. They had dusted his door or car or something, or maybe the vents of the air conditioning vents or heater vents. And you know where those come in, you know, they can do that on a vehicle. And those guys, those Chinese, obviously did something to them. And they caught an upper respiratory infection. They were sick as dogs for the next month. Had to go to the doctor two or three times. That was at a period of time when there were upper respiratory infections going around all over the United States. Some were probably put in on you from the chemtrails. But the red Chinese were also here. And why were they here or even allowed to be here? Now, the fact is, we fast forward a little bit on that same friend of the show. And he's again, like, oh, say, this might have been about 4 or 5 years ago. Or 3 years ago. Not sure exactly which on that. And he's up by Sandusky, somewhere in Ohio. And he's up there and it's in an area where they're near a river and that kind of stuff. And they're on a vacation and they go to another motel. And they go to the motel and they see all these people. They got a T-shirt on with letters across that some kind of a conference, you know, the national such such. And the security for it looked like American special ops or, you know, some kind of security from military police or FBI or CIA, intelligence military type operatives who were the security for the event. And then looking behind them, he sees all these red Chinese guys. And they're at some conference, national conference, you know, and tight security around this area. And he keeps looking over at these red Chinese guys. So he sees them go, and after a while, they get in a car. And they had been there, I guess it was the next day, and they're getting ready to leave. And he sees these guys get in the car, these Chinese. They go up the road, and he just happens to follow in behind them on a certain highway. They're going back home, and then he's looking, and then all of a sudden, they're in a heavily wooded area, but there's a little road up here, up the side of the road, and they turn off and go down that road. Well, he's kind of back behind them. He slows down, sort of pulls over the side, and pulls up to that road, goes down it a little bit, and looks down there to see what's going on. There's a road cut, freshly cut, inside the trees of like a national forest area or a state park or national park or whatever it was, heavily wooded area. And he is going down the road, you see, and he stops and he looks in there. There's a clearing up in there and he sees that red Chinese vehicle going up in that area. So he says, well, I'm not going to go any further down here, but what in the heck are these Chinese doing up in the middle of Ohio in a freshly cut road back in a forested area? And then you could also ask, why is Beijing University got a Dayton, Ohio branch, you know, near Wright-Patterson? And why was that then branch then brought on board of the cyber command of the United States, which incidentally the cyber command was in Wright Pat. May still be there, I don't know. And consequently, they were in a scenario where they were then tasked and brought on board in the cyber hacking prevention kind of a deal, you see. And they were hands on board. Well, it wasn't too long after they brought those Chinese on in Dayton, the Beijing University people, that lo and behold, all of the records of all the U.S. service people and intelligence people, including the ones that they should never have seen, the above top secret records, and all of your records about medical and all your records about your missions, all the stuff where you were up there above the Golden Triangle doing something so and so, and you cut off somebody's ears and bop, 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 you know what I'm saying? Or you weren't past a certain borderline and you swam from your craft and then you got out of the Zodiac and went down under the thing and put a limpet mine or a magnetic mine on the bottom of something in Haiphong Harbor, you know, where then, let's say, nobody wanted to come get you, and everybody was there, and it was starting to get a little tough to do. And then when one spy ship sails into Haiphong Harbor by themselves because their crew and their captain had no fear, and they picked up Navy SEALs. And they sailed in there like they were covered by the grace of Lord Jesus, and that they were, nobody saw them. And they came in at midnight, right in the middle of Haiphong Harbor. Navy SEALs got on, and whoop, they left. Now, a lot of other ships and stuff were out and said, well, if you get in trouble, you raise the alarm, and we'll launch the ASRocs on them. We'll launch everything we got from our pod on Haiphong Harbor. But that's a true story. But anyway, those kind of records would then be in the possession of the Red Chinese because they hacked into all of it. They hacked into all the Social Security. And Google and all these people are helping them to create the surveillance grid. Now, where are we at with that? Do you see that not the drive-through windows now of restaurants are going to have cameras and facial recognition and stuff that reads your credit cards and your, you know, all your chips in your wallet and purse? And it's going to put that all in there supposedly so they can serve you better. And then we already know that over half of the people in the United States, facial recognition picture is already in the FBI's files. And before all of that, they're going to grab you, right? Put you before kings and, you know, and they're going to take you to the, you know, put you in the prisons. Because you're going to be betrayed by whom? Parents, brethren, kinsfolks, and friends. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we already have the Red Chinese here as well as the Russian Spetsnaz. The Russian Spetsnaz were hired in large numbers by Barack Hussein Obama. Or Barry Sotero, who allegedly at age 16 was recruited as a KGB agent when he was a nice Muslim boy in Indonesia. And his mommy was a CIA agent, probably was a double or triple agent, whose grandfather allegedly was the 101st Airborne, but happened to just be tough airborne, but he happened to be a communist or a socialist. So this document talking about the Red Chinese using biological warfare is quite interesting. They also have the neutron bomb, which could kill. They were given that, by the way. They were given that back when Poppy Bush gave the neutron bomb to Israel at the time, as I recall. And I believe that since they had a backdoor relationship with the Chinese, they used to sell things to the Red Chinese. This goes back a long way because Steve Quayle had the inventor of the neutron bomb. What's his name? Cohen? Forget his name. And interviewed him on years ago on, you know, Blueprint for Survival. Probably before the Q files. Incidentally, if you go up to stevequayle.com, there's a place where you can click. It's right above the Listen to Hawk Live banner. It's Steve Quayle. It's the Q files 2.0. And Steve is going to a site where he's going to have, like a lot of people are, with YouTube and all the different sites that are demonetizing and won't let you put up stuff, and they're pulling all your stuff off. If you say that you're a Christian, then you're gone. If you say that you're white, Christian or that you believe in the Republic for which it stands. You believe in the Bill of Rights. And you're not AOC certified. And you're not Antifa beat up on any, buddy with the MAGA hat type crazy. Right? Well, then you're off of YouTube. They pulled all my stuff up at YouTube long ago, and I never even had a YouTube thing. But people used to put it up there, and be that as it may, I mean, even that was all pulled off. So Steve is going to a private type of a deal, and he's going to let you try it out. You can click on that. I think he might charge a little bit for it, but he's going to put up different stories, you know, multiple ones on a weekly basis. So consequently, go to that. You also need to look it up there and see where he's got the conference coming up in Branson. And I'll tell you what, that is going to be answering the alien question. If you can go to that, then go to that. But if not, go ahead and pre-order. Because if you pre-order the set of DVDs from that conference, you'll have them first in line. The minute they come off the presses, they'll come to you. And I'll tell you, they're tremendous presentations of all the speakers will be on it. And then you're going to get, for a certain period of time, one of Steve's free books. I believe right now he's giving away Terminator, The End of Man is Here, one of the best books Steve ever did. It's like a culminating book of that series. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, these Chinese are going to come. And we got to be prepared. And then I will say this to you. I know Steve put up there in his alert sections from Lady J. She lives in the Carolinas, Tennessee and Carolina, in the mountains there in the Smokies. And she was talking about back and forth how she had gone to Walmart, and there were no green beans, no fresh-cut green beans, very few of the different types of canned goods, and that there was a sign on the shelf in Walmart saying that they were out of stock of a lot of these canned good items, and that they didn't know when they'd be coming back in, but as soon as they would stock the shelves. So there was these signs on all these empty shelves in the Walmart. I then asked her, I said, are they showing up in other places? Well, she said she went to near Mountain City, Tennessee, Food Lion. And she talked to a manager there, and she said they were out of some of the fresh produce that I was interested in buying, but I engaged him in a conversation. He told me that he cannot get the store brand of green beans and peas, which are supplied by Del Monte. I showed him the post that I had taken of the picture from Walmart, and he said he'd heard about that, and then he got the exact same post to put up from Corporation of, Food Line, from their corporate, apparently, and they were going to post it as well. He said he cannot also get some of the store brand cream soups. That upset me, Lady J said, because I use them a lot with my canned meat and casseroles. Canned tuna was sparse at this store, too. So she said, I now have confirmation in three states. She had been in Virginia and noticed it at Walmart. She came back into Carolinas and noticed it. And now she went over in the mountains into Tennessee and noticed it there. And then, quite frankly, she couldn't get a lot of different canned goods. They're starting to be gone, and for some reason there's a shortage. Well, the shortage can be because they're not being produced in sufficient quantity. And then to my old buddy from the old stagecoach stop, let's just call her Diane. She said, like Lady J, I found lesser amounts and higher prices in the stores. Our garden is doing well for us, but is not, quote-unquote, not producing a surplus to sell this year. For our livestock, we have to go to a mill in South Oregon and get clean-out, quote-unquote, clean-out grains at a discounted price per pound, and we get about 1,500 pounds at a time. And as the money is available, a small farmer who produces quality alfalfa hay, who's a friend of ours, saves his cuttings for us to pick up, 60 bales at a time. And then she says, we use our guard dogs. We give them goat's milk so they can remain healthy and active. And that's a good tip for farmers and survival. And then she says, we have several downed trees ready to cut up and a porch and woodshed of split wood all ready to use in our cook stove from 1900. The wood stove's for heat, as in our only source of winter heat. Gravity-fed, spring-fed water, and we always have a Berkey water filter for emergencies. We have oil lamps in each room, and therefore extra oil, and during new canning season is cherries and peaches canned. And the old apple tree is full of apples. And she says, prepare constantly, listen to the watchmen, pray. So there's two reports, great reports, from friends of the show, Lady J, and then from Diane and the old stagecoach stop. And then I'll tell you, let me read this right here as well, because I'm trying to get you to understand where we're at. Steve posted this also. Global famine by 2025 to 26. All growing will have to be done indoors. Look into hydroponics and sprouting. Valentina Zarkova and eight other brilliant people monitoring earth changes. He posts this, stevequayle.com. Global famine by 2028, now moved to 2025 to 2026. Below 30 degrees north, crops will be reduced by 20% of what we grow now, and 45 degrees and above will have basically zero food production. Anything 55 degrees north in Europe will be knocked down to zero production. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their loose fairy and knife out of fight. You can help old Brother Hawk, help old Brother Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village 10, 662-08. This stuff is all coming down. The war has already started. They're going to put a grid on you. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to destroy the experience of the planet and the word from the perhaps you could tickle those three gorgeous dams inside of China and see if they would like to have a little flooding. Maybe Chaika could explode like after Tunguska. If heaven fired the Russians, I said,